It's time now for this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery with Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringman. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right. What have you got in store for us this week?
Okay. Gosh, I had that right there in front of me. Hang on a second. There we go. Bring back up. Yeah. So we've got on coming up this next week on May the 4th and 5th, the Mountain to Sea Trail Trail Town Meeting is being held in Elkin at the Liberty, so you might see a lot of new faces in town. We're going to be taking them on trail walks, going down to the Elkin Heritage Building. We're going out to Grassy Creek, Birds Branch Campground, some other areas. We've got some guides taking them around. If anybody's willing to work as a guide, you can get in touch with me, and I'll help you. You can help us. Pretty much, these are the town managers and staff of 27 different communities all along the trail between Jockey's Ridge and Klingman's Dome. And they've come to Elkin to hear about what we're doing and see our trail construction and our bridges and this history signs and the nature and wildlife parts and the birding trail and lots of other things we have going on. They like what we're doing, and they're learning from us, and we're learning from them. So many thanks to the people that are helping us, Mike Reeves, Joe Hicks, D. Neal, lots of folks on the mountain, on the Elkin Valley Trails governing group. Also, thanks to PRISM. They are, again, stepping in and helping us. They're giving a talk at that meeting to talk about town engagement with businesses. That's pretty cool. I'd like to give a shout-out to a newly formed organization, the Allegheny Sparta Trails Association, ASTA. They have a group that actually spun off from our group. They found their relatives in the ENA Railroad book, and they said, gosh, this is pretty cool, and they wanted to learn about the ENA Railroad going to Sparta, the history back in 1896 and 1906, the charters. And so they formed their own association that's sistering or partnering or brothering, whatever you want to call it, with the Elkin Valley Trails, and they are building their trail from Sparta down towards Elkin to meet us. So we're excited about that. We're overlapping and working together on some of the trails up there coming down to the park and then through the park. Tonight we're having a really cool meeting with the Jonesville Greenway. That's fun, as we've got some of the leaders of both sides of the EVTA and Elkin Valley Trails and the Jonesville Greenway to talk about connections between the two trails across the river bridge. And then maybe later we're hoping that we can get a pedestrian bridge under the I-77 northbound lane that's going to be replaced sometime in the next probably 5 years. I'm guessing on that date, but I'm not sure. But we're getting in our request so that we can have a big loop between the two towns, which would be quite cool. On May the 13th, there's going to be an Explore Elkin hike. Now, this is many of y'all have heard about what Jeff and Edson and Sam Bishop are leading, among a whole bunch of other leaders, explorers that are reinventing and reinvigorating Elkin downtown and outside of downtown. But we're going to lead a hike from the Elkin Park starting around 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to go all the way to Grassy Creek. We've got a section of land we don't have an easement on, but the landowner is going to nicely let us cross over anyway, and we're hoping to work through that eventually. But nice new section of trail if anybody wants to hike. And also that day, May the 13th, a group of us are leading a work day. So if anybody wants to come out and rake and hoe and chop a little bit, a brand new trail that's right out beyond the park past what people call the tombstone at the end of the rustic trail, at the end of the granite dust, where we're going to be putting more trail up about 1,100 feet. We're going to build a trail on that other side about 3/4 mile up the creek, to the old power station and to the old rock dam and the Indian rock house, which is up there, which is really cool to see. But it's just absolutely beautiful out there. We walked it yesterday and flagged it, and it looks good. How am I doing for time?
Got 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay. Well, we keep your eyes open, folks. We got a new gong coming in. So out beyond the second bridge, got something outstanding for y'all to see. Hope you enjoy that. We've got trail markers going in. You'll start seeing trail markers on the trail. The in-town will give some mileage and a marker in case you have a problem on the trail. You can call in that number to 911, and they'll know where you are.
Hey, question, Dr. Blackley, from a couple of listeners this week. They were asking me to ask you if the flooding affected the trail system at all, and if so, where and how much?
Okay, I would say minimally.
Okay.
We had none of the trail in town was damaged. We had some runoff, you know, a lot of water that came down from the hill and washed a few runnels into the under the right at the train smokestack under the 268 Municipal Park Bridge. You can still ride a wheelchair on it or push a stroller on it and everything. And then at the cut up by the second bridge. But we're working with the park rec department. They're bringing in three loads of granite dust by truck. We worked it all by hand, but it would take forever to fix it. But they're going to put the dump there for us and spread it out, so shouldn't have any trouble there. The Carter Falls to Brook Falls Dairy Trail, it's in a bottom down by a creek, and the creek never got on the trail, but the water sort of stands a little bit in that trail area there, but that'll dry up quickly, so that should work okay. It's really no damage of great significance. And the mountain bike trail is, of course, open already, which gives you a great indication about how well that trail is built.
Right.
Still going forward with the Carter Falls Committee that started up at Birds Branch Campgrounds there, Jerry Martin Bird, Eddie Settle, lots of Bob Hilliard, the Osteen's family, and a bunch of folks that are up in that area are working towards that possibility. Shout out to Beanie Taylor, Wendy Wood, and Holly Lamb, and all the supporters at the Tribune and at WIFM for getting the word out for us. We got a lot of good things. We had a really nice work day last weekend. Mary Shepard, Jason Taylor, Adam Miley, Dan Gillum, Herb McDonald, and Bob Hilliard worked on one section of trail that they really fixed and worked that out nice. Thanks to Jack Parton for helping us with the dog park, and Nicholas Graff, who's heading that up. He's an engineer at Lytle, and he's already got the the dog park 501c3 set up as soon as we get the land organized, and we're working on that. Lots of good activities going on. If you want to help with the dog park, you could let us know on Facebook, or you can let us know on ElkaValleyTrails.org, and we're going to work on a small dog and large dog park, and we got a place picked out, and Prism is also helping with that, so we're really excited about that, and gosh, that's about what's
right.
happening. That's some other things.
All right, okay.
A lot coming. There's a lot going on, and we're rolling.
We are rolling.
Steady at it.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Bill Blackley, and thank you, Salem Oral Surgery, for this week's Elk and Valley Trail Association Report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, brother.
See you next
time. Bye.